I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. First thing I want to do is play some audio about the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to play this audio clip. Arch Manning commitment sets new standard at Texas. The Longhorns have secured the biggest commitment in the history of the program and possibly all of college football. Sorry, guys. I'm excited. It's lit. You know what I'm saying? But here we go.
Arch Madness is finally over. The most prized recruit in the 2023 class has decided. Arch Manning is going to play football at the University of Texas. The Manning legacy chose Texas over powerhouse programs Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia. While Texas hasn't posted the most impressive record in previous seasons, Steve Sarkisian has made huge strides in terms of recruiting. But landing Arch is easily the biggest of them all. Given Arch's family ties to Ole Miss, Nick Saban at Alabama, and a reigning national championship at Georgia, some might be surprised that he ultimately chose Texas. However, few saw the strength of his relationships with both Sark and AJ Nowy. For those two, Arch's decision makes him arguably the biggest commitment in the history of the program. With his last name comes publicity, power, and potential for the program. And needless to say, it also brings pressure. In addition to having a Hall of Fame last name, Manning has put up stellar performances throughout his high school career. Last year, as a junior, he posted 2,300 total yards, 26 passing touchdowns to only 4 interceptions, and 7 rushing touchdowns to go with it. With high school mostly under his belt, it's time for Arch to shine in Austin.
All right, guys, what do y'all think? Y'all let me know in the comments. Y'all let me know in the comments on Facebook. Y'all let me know in the comments of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast group page on Facebook. Or let us know in the comments on Rumble. Let us know in the comments on dayonevibes.com. Guys, I'm tripping. My bad. Thank God for the 23rd episode of the podcast. Without him, there would be no podcast. There would be no drive, no direction, you know. So shout out. I'm supposed to be doing that at the beginning of these podcasts. Eventually, we're going to get it down. You know what I'm saying? God comes first over everything. This is a faith-based platform, so always remember that. And also, guys, go like at Design I Gifted if you want to hear the podcast, or follow along on www.dayonevibes.com, where every episode of the podcast is posted. So I would appreciate that, guys. Like, share, comment, subscribe, have fun. You know, we're doing this for you guys. We do this for you guys. We just want to help out. We just want to have some fun and just, you know, let's get back into the podcast. One of the things I want to talk about is ever since this commitment happened, we've all seen the graphics floating around the internet. And one of the ones that caught my eye the most, so I wanted to put it in the first segment of the podcast, is, guys, I don't think it's going to be a long podcast. I think it's just going to be like, I think we're mainly going to focus on the announcement. Like, we're just going to break, I mean, we're already late. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is already far late. So what we're going to do is we're just going to focus on the announcement. We're going to talk about it because it is pretty big news. Like, we're going to run through a lot of different graphics, screen grabs that we got here. You know, the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast research and collection team helped us put together. Like, you know, so we're just going to look it up. And like I said, top quarterback recruits, 5-star. All-time recruits with 1.000 rating according to 24/7 Sports Composite. Arch Manning, 2023 number one, national number one quarterback, 5 stars. Quinn Ewers, 2021 number one, national number one quarterback, number one rated quarterback, I guess. It says it 2 times. It says number one national, and then, oh, I guess for their class, 2023 number one quarterback in nationally for Arch Manning, and 2021 number one nationally for Quinn Ewers. And then this one goes all the way back to Vince Young, 2002 number one national and number one dual. So he was a dual threat. And all these guys were five-star, and what is one thing that they all have in common? They all committed to the University of Texas. Guys, y'all don't even know how hype I am about this news. Like, y'all have no clue. Like, this is cool. Like, this is cool. Like, it's been a while since I've been this excited about... I don't think I've ever been this excited about a high school player committing to a college, you know, to play football, because he still is in high school, and that's a weird thing. Like, so by no means, don't get me wrong, I'm not marking out about a high school kid, but it's pretty cool because, like I said, under a family where both your uncles are probably going to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying, your name is echoed throughout the legacy of the NFL. Like, that kid's probably going to be pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So, number one recruit in the class of 2021, Quinn Ewers transfers from Ohio State to Texas after taking just two snaps as a freshman. He was, again, like we said, 24/7 sports composite, a perfect rated 1.000 five-star athlete, number one quarterback from Texas, Arch Manning. This was just 6 months later, guys, that this happened. Quinn Ewers decommitted from Ohio State, committed to Texas in December of 2021. And then 6 months later, number one recruit in the class of 2023, Arch Manning, commits to Texas. And he has the same exact five-star 24/7 sports composite 1.000 number one quarterback from LA. That's crazy. Or number one quarterback in LA as well. That's crazy. Shout out Steve Sarkisian, because I think he's kind of a part of that, right? So I have this little snippet from an article, Fan Nation, Longhorns Country. There is a who is this? Sports Illustrated's Chris Mannix tweeted, "There's a LeBron-like feeling about Arch Manning. LeBron James' high school games got national television exposure in the early 2000s. He said, betting ESPN will give Manning, a sophomore, a lot of run on its networks too. He looks like a special quarterback." A sophomore. That's crazy. So Quinn Ewers is going to have the team for a little while before Arch comes in. So that'll be interesting to see how that transition happens. Continuing though, it says, "More than that, however, the impact on the Longhorns will almost instantly turn that program into the nation's premier destination for top-level recruits." That being said, I have a graphic here. I have a screen grab here, whatever you guys want to call it. Logistics, it don't really, you know what I'm saying? Here it is. "Ever since Arch committed to Texas on June 23rd, Texas has landed five-star safety Derek Williams, four-star wide receiver Jonte Cook, four-star offensive lineman Jadon Chapman, four-star wide receiver Jonah Wilson, four-star linebacker Leona Lefau, three-star offensive tackle Connor Stroh, three-star offensive tackle Trevor Goosby, three-star defensive end Billy Walton, and three-star offensive lineman Andre Kojo. And this was a couple days ago that this came out. I would have to see, you know, if there's anything that happened since then, any recruits that got landed in the last 2 days. Top quarterback recruit since 2000 per 24/7 sports composite ratings. Guys, this is what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about Quinn Ewers. We were talking about Vince Young, and we were talking about Arch Manning. This is a top quarterback recruit since 2000, so in the last 20 years. At the top, you have Arch Manning, Vince Young, and Quinn Ewers all tied for number one. You have Trevor Lawrence, number four. You have Justin Fields, number five, tied at number five with Brock Berlin. You have Terrell Pryor at number seven. You have Bryce Young, Alabama, number eight. You have Matt Barkley, USC quarterback, 2009, number nine. And you have Jimmy Clausen, Notre Dame quarterback, 2007, number 10. I think you guys know Trevor Lawrence was a quarterback for Clemson, 2018. Justin Fields was a quarterback for Georgia and Ohio State, 2018. Brock Berlin, I don't even know. Terrell Pryor, quarterback for Ohio State. Bryce Young, quarterback for Alabama. Matt Barkley, quarterback for USC. Jimmy Clausen, quarterback for Notre Dame. But yeah, those are the top quarterback recruits since 2000 per the 24/7 Sports composite ratings. Texas has landed the top three quarterbacks on that list. And that was in 2002 with Vince Young, like we said. 2021 with Quinn Ewers. And now 2023 with Arch Manning. Now let's just hope that he stays, that he sticks, that he doesn't enter the transfer portal and boom, he's out of there. You know what I'm saying? Let's hope he sticks. But I think there's a reason that he came over here, that he chose Texas, that he wants to come over here. And I think, like I said, Steve Sarkisian might be that reason. So shout out to Steve Sarkisian. I think, yeah, we already went through the Arch effect, which is the him committing and people following. That being said, we're going to move on. We're almost done, guys. We're almost done with the information that we got, with the graphics that we got. That being said, we're going to take this thing into a break. And when we come back from this break, we will go through the second half of the info that we got. Guys, we're going to bring it to y'all. We're going to talk about it. And we're going to turn this thing in. You know what I'm saying? So when we come back from this break, we will talk more about Arch Madness at the University of Texas. I'll talk to you guys in a minute. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest, most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, brand new to Rumble, 1 year in, and we have already made major, major, major strides. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the people's platform, America's podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Designed I Gifted, all lowercase, no spaces, Designed I Gifted on Rumble for the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. The one home of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast is rumble.com. and exclusively on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find every episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. Just 1 week after its drop date, you can find the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast by following Designed I Gifted, all lowercase letters, no capitals, on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the newest, most exciting sports entertainment platform on Rumble. Not just your podcast, America's platform and America's podcast. All right, guys, we're back. To go into the second segment of the sorry, I just read a tweet. By, I might as well just tell you, all right, because it made me break. So, at Old Rose Sports, Arch Manning drops back. He escapes the pocket. Oh, what a throw by Manning. Touchdown, Texas. That'll make it Alabama 55 to Texas 10. I strongly disagree, and I do not condone that, because Arch Manning is going to change it. Longhorn Nation, we're back. You know what I'm saying? But it made me break, so I figured I might as well share it with you guys. The next thing I have is Pat McAfee on Texas quarterback Arch Manning. He might be the best Manning ever. Now, when Pat McAfee, when he talks, he speaks with a lot of excitement. He speaks with a lot of enthusiasm. He speaks with a lot of, dare I say, hyperbole. So make with that what you will, but hey, he might be the best Manning ever. You know what I'm saying? He very well might be. Hey, Pat McAfee, shout out, bro. Shout out the Pat McAfee Show. Get at me, the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. I doubt it, because we're over here on Rumble. You don't really rock with the whole politics thing like that. You don't really like getting your name involved with that. That's literally the reason and the purpose for our platform over here. So, but if you ever do, if that red pill ever does get swallowed, hit us up. We would love to work with you. If you ever get caught in the wrong type of headlines, get canceled in any way, hey, we're here for you, bro. We understand. We get it. We've never been canceled, but we're here for the people who have been, you know, the ones who are wrongfully canceled. There's people who are rightfully canceled, but it's the people who are wrongfully canceled. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out Pat McAfee. Let's continue talking about, I got articles here. Arch Manning's commitment is attracting, we talked about the wave of top recruits to Texas football. That's from the Houston Chronicle. Texas can shrug off haters now that Longhorns have Arch Manning. Yeah, basically. I agree. Let's read into that one, I guess. With name recruits such as Arch Manning committing to Texas, the Longhorns must be doing something right. Now Steve Sarkisian just needs to win. The players are coming to Austin thanks to a 17-year-old Pied Piper by the name of Arch Manning. Since the latest member of America's first family of quarterbacks announced his plans to sign as part of Texas 2023 recruiting class, the dominoes have all been falling in the Longhorns' favor. Future Texas teams will be loaded, and we will find out in a hurry if Steve Sarkisian can apply some winning gloss to a talented locker room. Gone are the days of saying Texas doesn't have enough in its arsenal to compete with the big boys in the Big 12, and yes, the SEC. Oof. Sark is winning in the summer. As a result, already enlarged expectations for the fall are increasing exponentially. Bergen, New Jersey, Catholic four-star defensive lineman Sydir Mitchell is the latest pledge, announcing Sunday that he had chosen Texas over Georgia, Texas A&M, and Miami, adding to a recruiting class that's currently regarded as number two in the nation. Championships aren't won in July, but the Longhorns should be feeling pretty spry with the abundance of talent that's set to arrive here. Even if some have unmitigated gall to say Texas is buying players, schools have been laying out heavy bread for the best prep talent for the better part of 50 years. The only difference now being that the table has been turned over. Those dollars that were once handed out underneath have become legally tendered transactions for all to see. Just like A&M, which caught some criticism from Alabama coach Nick Saban after landing a great recruiting class, Texas can expect it to come from all angles. I'd rather just give program supporters and check writers credit for navigating this new way of doing business in the NIL era. That was Cedric Golden, Austin American Statesman. That was written July 5th, 2022. That was the USA Today. Texas can shrug off haters now that Longhorns have Arch Manning, their Pied Piper. It's an opinion-based piece if you guys want to go check that out, want to go listen to it. Yeah, but basically, guys, the University of Texas landed Arch Manning. We're excited. We're pumped up. We appreciate you guys for tuning in to the podcast. This has been episode 23 of the 3&D Science and Sports Podcast. This has been the Arch Madness episode. We appreciate you guys. Thank you. I know it was only 23 minutes, but hey, it is what it is. We're out here. The next episode will come soon. We will talk to you guys later. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D.I.G., J.B., Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Tune in to dayonevibes.com, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. dayonevibes.com, www.dayonevibes.com. To be featured on dayonevibes.com, direct message any member of the Realest Underground Entertainment music group. DIG, Designed Individually Gifted, Rilo, Ryan Lopez on Facebook, Tony G, Tone G, Josh Baez on Facebook, JB, Mario Chavera, Chach with the Heat, Hector Lopez, Merculation. Get at your boys. Make sure that you get featured on the hottest, newest website out of Falfurrias, Texas. Make sure to do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. What are you doing this Saturday night? What are you doing this Friday night? Matter of fact, what are you doing Thursday night for ladies' night? Heathen's Haven in Premont, Texas, owned and ran by producer of True Records, artists D.I.G., J.B., Rilo, Tone G, and A2J, Chach with the Heat, a bar established in 2021 in Premont, Texas, Heathens Haven, open today where the heathens come to play. Come and check out the newest, hottest, craziest attraction. Come and have a beer. Come and have a drink. Come and have a laugh with everybody at Heathens Haven. Let's go.